Jesus' name. Lord, let your word strengthen. Let your word empower this morning. Let your word encourage your people this morning. Let your word direct your people. Let your word rebuke us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Praise the Lord. I want to pray with the nurses and midwifery students and every other hospital worker in the church. Please, can you kindly stand up? Let us pray for you now. I'm led to pray for you now. Other church workers or hospital workers in the church this morning. You will stand as a point of contact to reach out to those that are not in church this morning. O Lord, our Father, give strength and courage to our caregivers to be instruments of your everlasting love. For all those who need your protection, we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the healer. Your Son, our Lord, who lives with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Say after me, O Lord. I'm not hearing you. Say after me, O Lord. Show me how to provide expert care while making my patients comfortable. While making my patients comfortable. Let me be a source of strength for my patients and their families. Let me be a constant help to the providers and the other nurses with whom I work. Lord, fill me with the energy to open each day with a smile, regardless of how tired I am, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for you. Abba Father, may your favor be showered upon our health workers. Give them favor and place a hedge of protection around their bodies to guard them from illnesses so that they can care for the sick. Protect their families and their homes from diseases. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I want to, first of all, appreciate our vicar for the opportunity given to me to share on this platform. And I want also to appreciate the chaplains and the chapel council for the work God is using them to do in this church. And I pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen them and use them mightily. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Can we turn our Bibles to the same place, Philemon, verse 6. Philemon, verse 6. I'm here to strengthen us. Here to strengthen us. Because of the things that many of us are going through. Don't throw in the towel. Hang in there. Tell your neighbor, hang in there. You know, when you hear don't throw in the towel, you watch when boxers are fighting inside the ring. And then the coach or one of the boxers, if he sees that his own boxer is suffering, most of the time you see that he throws in the towel. And once he throws in the towel, the referee stops the fight to prevent more damage, more punishment on that boxer. But in Christendom, in our walk, I know we are passing through a lot. I want to read the verse, Philemon 6. And he says that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement. Some translation says by your partnership. Partnership of your faith. New King James says the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. There's a lot God has placed inside of you. Praise the Lord. But before I start sharing, let's just go back to the theme, the yearly theme, the theme for the year 2024. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. And I want to believe that our Father in God was in the spirit when he brought that particular theme. And you will agree with me that indeed a lot of things have happened and more are still going to happen. But we need to continue to live in faith. Praise the Lord. Beloved, the totality of life, of the life of the just, the life of the just is encapsulated in this one word, live. Live. The just shall live by faith. Meaning, living, walking, working, and testifying of the goodness of the Lord. Living, walking, working, and testifying. He says, living only to please him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, verse 9. You are living to please him. Not any man, but you are pleasing him. 2, walking by faith and not by sight. We are in the world. Jesus said in John chapter 17, but you are not of the world. So as you are in this world now, you are viewing the world where you are. That there's another world. The Bible says, "No one believe me. No one on him believe me." I remember early 90s. There was this man of God, this ministry that came in town, and every time you hear them when they are doing deliverance, he says that the spiritual controls the physical. The spiritual controls the physical. The spiritual controls the physical. And you see that the world that you and I we live in now is so spiritual. If he in Afukita Aketa Aposria. But you see that there were men that have lived, that have walked on this earth, but they trusted more in the living hope. They trusted more in the invincible, not the visible, not the tangible things that we see. Those things you've been praying, you may not have gotten it now, but I assure you that it will come. I say it will come. If you believe it, shout a better amen. Working out, the third one, working out your salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. You work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And then you testify and witness to others about your faith in Christ. About your faith in Christ. And while you are testifying about your faith in Christ, Philemon verse 6 said something there. He says that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you. There is something that is good that is in you. Something good. There is something that is good that is in you. I'm addressing some people that I don't know who have spoken to you, who have used vulgar language, who have cursed you, have said that you are a failure, that you can never make it. And so whenever you appear, whenever you come out with that notion that you will never make it, that you are a failure. I don't know who spoke to you about that. And in your life, this is what you have been going through. Because people have been telling you negative things. And you've been living with that. You go to bed with it. You wake up with that thought. And you are so discouraged with life that sometimes you won't even want to commit suicide. I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning. But I'm here to encourage you that something good is inside of you. Can I hear you say amen? Something good. He says that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing. There is something good in you. If you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 4, I think another place in verse 29, he's telling you, and God saw that what he created was good. What God created was good. And when he finished creating man, he saw that man was good. So you are good. Tell yourself, I am good. I didn't hear you. Say, I am good. Shout it. Say, I am good. Tell your neighbor, you are good. Tell three persons around you, you are good. You are good. You are good. Now, with emphasis, point to that person. Do you know you are good? Come on. To three persons, say, do you know you are good? Do you know you are good? Do you know you are good? What is your answer? Yes, I know. I am good. I'm good. He says that the sharing of your faith may become effective. The only way it will become effective is when you come from that standpoint that you are ministering. You are ministering that in good, not in failure. I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm a sinner. And you are coming to minister to people. No, when you are ministering to them, you are telling them, I am redeemed of the Lord. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the apple of God's eyes. I am coming in that standpoint to minister. I am strengthened. I have been converted. I am a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I am coming in that standpoint. That's how I am coming to minister to you. I am not coming to tell you. Even though I will tell you, I used to be a sinner. I used to be a sinner, but I'm no longer. Because Christ has washed away my sins. Praise the Lord. The blood of Jesus has cleansed me. The blood of Jesus has washed my sins. I am no longer that person I used to be. I used to be a drunkard. I used to drink so much, seven to eight bottles of big stout. And then by the time I finish and I go and I share these things in meetings. When I enter places where I see the people and I find out that nothing else ever happened, I come with that testimony. I come to share my story, my faith story. And I tell them, I used to drink like you. Oh, when I'm up to eight bottles of big stout. And when I finish, I will enter the vehicle and I will try and drive. And I'm like this. I will try and manage to drive home. And the moment I get home, I drop the vehicle. And then the moment I lie down to sleep, one in a bed, man, I turn around. A bed, and I turn around. Up a bed, and I turn around. Bed, and I turn around. Up a pastor. Pablo, more. Up a canal, and I turn. Up bed, and I turn around. Bed, and I turn around. And when you wake up, you still see that you are still in that the bed is still there. Old. Makaramara, and would you go away? It finished. You go seven bottles of mixed out. And I was doing it then. Come where belong, not that I liked it. So the moment I gave my life to the Lord, it was easy for me. I wanted to belong to some people, to some group of people. So when they are smoking, I will be smoking. When they were drinking, I joined them in drinking. They drink the first one, I'll finish. Ah, there you cannot one. I know not three. Nah, one cause of us, I'm buying a second one. One cause of us, I'm buying a third one. And I was drinking like that. But because I was doing that, because I needed to belong with a group, and then it made me. I was losing something. I was becoming sick. The day I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, it was easy for me to come out of that particular thing. Because it was not an addiction for me. I was doing it to belong. I was smoking because I want to belong. I was drinking alcohol because I want to belong. But the day I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I stopped them. I stopped them. I could tell people, I drink up to 7 bottles of Big Stout, and I go home, and so on and so forth and so forth. And by the time I finish, I tell them, the Lord Jesus Christ has dealt with me, has touched my life, and my life is no longer the same as it were. I used to be a fornicator. I used to have 3 girlfriends. I meet one on Monday, I meet one on Thursday, I meet one on Saturday, and you know, of course, now what happens when we meet at my home. And I will tell them that when I meet people like that, I will tell them these things. I will share my faith. Tell them that. And by the time I finish, God just knew that today I will carry the gospel, and he didn't allow me to contact one terrible disease that will kill me. Hallelujah. And when I get into certain places where I see that those people are occultic men, when I enter a group of where politicians are, and I am given the opportunity to share the word of God, I used to be a native doctor. You will not see me. I did all those things. So I wasn't just bragging, I did all of them. I did all those things, and I will tell them these are the things I used to do. I was a former native doctor. Idemilio Bosi Malam. When I say Idemilio Bosi Malam, I say Dibiam Bakuko Oifem Bumba. Tupu Jesus, I wear Palamaka 1988. But before Jesus had Palamaka, I was seeing myself in the bush. I will see myself in the bush, that dark being will be introducing me to Mpologu na Mpakukwa. Now I'm going to Mpologu and Yonye Jotu Arwe Adi. I'm going to Mpologu. And then when I wake up, I will forget everything. One day I asked the man, say, who are you? He said, I won't tell you who I am because I don't see his face. And when I come into places that are like that, and I see that there are people that are occultic and those people that are into charms, I begin to share that kind of testimony. I tell them, this is me, oh, this is me. And by the time I finish, I can, if I'm led of the Lord, I'll tell you, I won't kid you with that. You can. They have tried several times. They couldn't because the presence of God. And when I make altar call, they come out and give their lives to the Lord. But I'm here this morning to tell you there is something good in you. The word acknowledgement or acknowledging in our open scripture is from the Greek word epignosis, which means full knowledge, full discernment, or accurate knowledge. So the more conscious you are of your sins, the more you will find yourself sinning. The more conscious you are of your sin, you see yourself sinning more. And you will even ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this thing I'm doing? On the other hand, the more conscious you are of the good things in you, the more good you will do. So when you are conscious of the good that is in you, the more good you will do. That's the way it works. You will just find yourself doing the right thing and saying the right thing always. There's one mommy in my former church. If you visit her, in 1 hour you spend with her, you will always be hearing, praise Lord, praise the Lord. Before Ginana Abanos, Ogeku praised the Lord more than 50 times. And as she's discussing with you, all of a sudden, you will hear, Lord, more of you, less of me. Lord, more of you, less of me. Ginana Abanakato, Lord, more of you, less of me. Lord, more of you, less of me. Ochoro, any negativity around her. She doesn't want any negativity around her. She sees the good in her. And she doesn't want anybody to pollute her of that. And if she's sharing the word, she's telling you, this is, I am good, I am good, I am good. Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. She'll be able to praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. My praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, so praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Always pretend praise the Lord. And then more of you, less of me. More of you, less of me. More of you, less of me. More of you, Lord. More of you, less of me. If you are buying a moto, okay, more of you, less of me. More of you, less of me. More of you, less of me. Because one man has something good on him here. And I want us, even if, as you are about sharing the word of God, come with that mindset that something good is in you. You are not bad. Tell your neighbor, you are not bad. Tell your neighbor, you are not bad. God did not say that your faith will become effectual or produce result when you acknowledge your sins. The scripture says that your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So if you want your faith to produce great results, you've got to have the full knowledge of the good things that the Lord has placed in you. There is something that God has placed in you. Tell yourself, there is something God has placed in me. Tell your neighbor, there is something God has placed in you. And it's in Christ Jesus. It's in Christ Jesus. These good things are not your good works. It's you, Mumegi. They are not your good works. But the divine deposits in your spirit, in and whom you are in Christ. Onye bụ n'ime Christ. Ọ bụrụ ezi omume gị. Ezi omume gị. Ọ bụrụ ya. Your self-righteousness. If you na alụ, ezi omume gị. No, it's not that. But it is the divine deposit in your spirit and in whom you are in Christ. It says, even in our daily relationships, the more you focus on people's weaknesses, the less effective they become. If you focus on people's weaknesses, they become less effective. So don't focus on the weakness of your wife. Don't focus on the weakness of your husband. Don't focus on the weakness of your children. Don't focus on the weakness of that particular person you employed. Find out that area of strength. I remember early, by August this year, will be 32 years of marriage. And I remember early, first 2 years, my wife will believe, hey, last month, if he emailed 3 months ago. And every time I will focus on the weakness, I will find fault. I'll be finding fault with her. My wife, Bamunketi, for a long time. After a while, my wife will analyze him. My wife analyzed me. From that day, Mwai, Nana Min criticizes yours. Now, man fight is the fault. Because every email you have, why must you continue to make this mistake? Why must you do it? Email last month, email 3 months ago. Orozie, one day, after about a year and a half, my wife began to analyze me. And the human affair, I did very, very meticulous and very, very. Would you want to work with that beer? They were telling nobody to that day. Na millions of names wanting to wear me. Now, bossy, I can't wear no bossy. My wife will take time now. Na second moment, on yem, vivid answer. That one no bossy do to an FMN. This is what happened. That day, I said, God help me. God delivered. I delivered myself from that. But as the children were growing up, I started comparing my children again with other children. Don't you see what he's doing? Don't you see what? One day my wife said, why must you compare your children with other people's children? Don't stop comparing. This even applies in leadership. The more you criticize people and focus on their weaknesses, the less effective they will become. You cannot get the best out of people by constantly looking for faults and trying to correct it all the time. I'm still with Philemon verse 6. I'm still in Philemon verse 6. If you will focus on the good things in them, the wrongs will be corrected with time. Praise the Lord. I used to have prayers in my house with my associates, and when they come, and they finish, they say, "Was this chair now?" Now, because you know now, when you want a bata, can the bata leba? Why won't you work? Why akwocha did you do? We will try to straighten it very, very, very well. Before, only for chimanya men. Praise the Lord. So when you are sharing the word of God, you are sharing it in that mindset of that something good. I am good. I am the apple of God. I've been redeemed by the Lord. I've been washed by the Lord. So the deposit, those divine deposits that is in you, on that you begin to minister. You don't come to that point, I'm a sinner, you continue to be a sinner, and be a sinner. No. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is faith for you? Basically, faith is considered a belief and trust in God based on evidence, but without total proof. Sometimes you may not have proof. But I have that conviction in me. As I stand to minister the word of God, I can tell you 1988, where Lothar, how many years ago? 30 something years. Because that's an instant. The day I had my deliverance, I knew what happened to me when they were delivering me. But I know what the native doctors said then. But I can tell you today that since 1988 up to today, I can testify that God has been with me. I can testify. I share that testimony because I know that God delivered me. So that's my testimony. Sometimes when you share your testimony, you may not know that you are encouraging certain people. There are people that are going through what they are going through, and they want to come out, and all of a sudden you share your testimony, the thing sentence them and brings them out from where they are. So basically or biblically, faith is considered a belief and trust in God. Earlier in the service, we recited the Apostles' Creed. Every Sunday, we must recite it. During the Holy Communion, we recite the Nicene Creed. Any Sunday we are doing Holy Communion, you must recite the Nicene Creed. Because ne eba ka belief ugini in a day. Eba ka conviction ugini in a day. Eba ka iha ni in a day. So, when you now stand before the people and you are sharing your faith, you are telling that person, in a way, there any shadow of doubt, because Haman Nachineke, obuna, okay, Maria. There may not be proof now, but Haman Nachineke gemenyabife. I don't know what you are going through this morning, but I know that whatever you are passing through right now, it may be tough. It may be tough. And you are wondering, how am I going to come out of this situation? Some sickness, some financial situation, some don't even know how to pay their house rent. Already the landlord at Chabagoko. And also some people they don't know how to pay the children's school fees. The children are already at home now. Or they have been threatened that they have had a chukofa in our school. And these are the things you are going through. But I'm here this morning to strengthen you. I'm here to encourage you. No talk or danger. My father will always tell us this when we were growing up. No talk or danger. No matter whatever it is, oh God, delelema. My father was saying, oh God, delelema. I may not have proof to tell you that, but I know. I know, no God, delelema. Man, oh God, mercy, delelema. Man, ega, inwaro miyana, man, amana ega, oh God, delele.
Man, I found one. All the two months. I don't know how to come out of it. But I know I'm going to come out of it. I know. If you did it for Sister Amaka, if you did it for Honorable Amaka, if you did it for Daddy Samuelson, if you did it for Dr. Okezie, if you did it for these people in the church, I know, God, that you will do it for me. Open email and there. You know what the word of God says? He said, what thing soever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith is your faith that overcomes the world. And so when you come out to testify and tell people of the things that God has done in your life, it encourages others. It is the faith of others that testified that gives others courage. Gives you courage to move on. Now I need to move on. Oh. I need to move on because of if I'm not at our church. Oh. I need to move on. Oh. Sister, we need testimony. If I call God through, we can book a kamukeso. Opa kwa mulu na na gari na kogari na na complain the lindi mad what I'm going through. Oh, kwa nini kepa kam kem kem job? Let me just keep quiet because I know that God will see me through. Am I communicating to someone here? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. God. And there are some songs we are going to sing this morning. And it testifies of what God has done in our lives. You know, it testifies to what God has done in our lives. And you can go about telling the story. Amen. I say amen. No, I can visualize this man. What's his name? Agwarayafia, but he was the former demoniac in Gadara. After Jesus had delivered him from those legions. And he wanted to follow Jesus. He wanted to follow Jesus. Jesus said, go to your friends. Go to your family. Go and tell them what God has done for you. And so when I sing this song, sometimes I remember it. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back anymore. Yeah. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back anymore. No, I will never go back anymore. Young man that was born blind 40 years. Remember, after Jesus has already delivered him and healed him of his blindness, later as he was going about testifying, the Pharisees were arraigning him. They will arraign him and ask him questions, and he will go out and another group will see him and they will ask him questions, and then all of this Jesus met him again and said, be careful so that the things that was removed from you, so that it will not come back. Don't go back to that thing again. Don't go back to that sin again. And so, I link it up to this particular song we are singing. No. Sing it. I will never go back anymore. You've given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, but those things that grieves the Holy Spirit, you are still doing it. You don't want to come out of it, but you are singing this song. I will never go back. I will never go back. You are singing. You are implicating yourself. Maybe today may be the best opportunity for you to make a clean break out of that thing you are doing. Maybe fornication, maybe adultery, maybe a little this or maybe a little that. And you are singing this song now. I'm speaking to you. You better come out completely. Break out clean so that you don't go back to that thing. No, 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 no. I will never go back. Woman. The Bible recorded that in Luke chapter 7 verse 36 to verse 50 that came to the Pharisee's house and was weeping. She was weeping. Weeping. And as she was weeping, that tears was falling on Jesus' legs and she was using it to wipe the tears to wipe Jesus' feet. I also could remember to hear the woman caught in the very act of adultery. You know, singing the song, John chapter 8, verse 3, verse 11, it says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, Jesus, and all he has done for me, my very soul shall sing hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of the Lord, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, what he did for me, that woman, when I think of the goodness of Jesus to me, when I was arraigned and they were about to stone me to death, that woman caught in adultery. And Jesus was the one that saved her. I don't know about your situation. I don't know about what you are going through at this time. I decided to go and finish. I don't know who I'm talking to. But I want you to sing this song by faith. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he has done for me, my very soul, oh, will sing hallelujah. Apostles, I can hear the disciples, I can even hear you and I singing this song. Since I believe in Jesus' name, I have never been disappointed. Have you been disappointed? I'm asking you, have you been disappointed? Oh, in Jesus' name, I have never been disappointed since I believe. Since I believe
Jesus name,
I have never been. I have never been disappointed. Since I gave my life, listen. Since I gave my life to the Lord from 1988, well, Lota. I got married in 1992, and my wife was the one. She was a banker. She was taking care of everything, buying everything. And one certain day, something happened. Ego Nyenkan well, who won a pa. Because I was a pastor. And Ego Nyenkan Akupana in a church in Ba. I was a pastor. So I had my vehicle, spoiler, a normal vehicle, JJ Bunatia from Newe Mass Transit. We got quite Newe Mass in the morning on Mondays. And so that day, vehicle break it down. I used it. On Friday, as I was bringing her back, so that weekend I didn't work, and my wife was raking on her back. Give me a no. When you go, go see, I am go manage me one moto. Oni where I give you moto. I can go. I go na kuku na church ni G M F. See, I need you. When many friends do so, but see, I feel. I say, my nyawa oba bana bana rake. See, I can go back. No condition is permanent. So no condition is permanent. And then she turned immediately and said, yes, that is what I've been telling you. That's what I've been praying. No condition. You take over that particular position. Take it over. And for 3 years, I was praying. God, change it. Change the status quo. I like my wife, Ogolum shoe, Ogolum socks, Ogolum trouser, Ogolum undies, Ogolum singlet, Ogolum shirt, Ogolum suit. Can you see my hanky? Now when you go swim even that. No, now. God, change it for 3 years. 18 December 2000. My wife came back with a letter. Near disengage, you hear? And I wanted to say, why? Why did they disengage you? The Lord said, Akwebeli Ibe. Calm down. I'm about to change something. And so from 2000. Hey, God turned all things around. From 2000, my wife stayed 4 years at home. So my wife began to appreciate me in year 1000, na 2000, na 3000. Obido appreciate me in year 3000. Oh, money, because yeah, former banker. And I was the one. Hallelujah. Since I believed in Jesus' name, I have never been what? Disappointed. No, I've not been disappointed. I can't be disappointed. I don't know about you. Have you been disappointed? No. Now imagine that thief. That thief who was crucified with Jesus on the cross, whom Jesus forgave his sins. Remember the woman at the well. Remember. And I can hear them sing this song. Oh, that day I remember that day. I will never forget that day when Jesus washed my sins away. When Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, that day. Oh, that day. Yeah, I remember.
I will never forget that day.
The woman at the well went and testified. Come and see the man that told me who I have ever been.
Then when Jesus my sins away.
But say, come and see the man. That woman went to begin to began to testify. She went to tell them, I am convinced. I have faith. I am convinced about this one. This is the man that told me who I have ever been. If any name Bugonowa, this man could there be any other Messiah? Oh yeah. She said, oh, this is the one. And look at that woman, look at that man in heaven. Maybe you're better than heaven and Adria. What's not the blood of Jesus? That Jesus promised me that I will be with him in paradise. That's why I'm here now. The blood has washed me. Oh, that day. I remember
that day.
Yeah.
I will never forget that day when Jesus washed my sin away.
I don't know about you, but I know that the blood of Jesus has done so much for me. The blood of Jesus has done so much for me. When I plead the blood of Jesus, I see the blood go to do mighty works. When I use to speak the blood of Jesus on people that need deliverance, I see the blood. I see what the blood does. I don't know about you, but I will sing this song. And as we sing this song, just know that the blood is still there for you. And if you are here, you've not received Christ as Lord and personal Savior, this is an opportunity for you to give your life to the Lord. The blood of
Jesus set me free
from sin and sorrow.
The blood of Jesus set me free.
Hey, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of
sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free.
Hey, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow.
Finally, before we pray, I look at what Jesus did on the cross. We just celebrated Easter, Good Friday, and Easter. I saw what Jesus did. I don't know about you, but each time we approach Good Friday, each season we approach Good Friday and Easter, I remember the things, the sins, the death that I would have died, the accident I had going to a Bakeleke. I just got born again I wasn't born again then. 1987, I was traveling, I was using my father's, I was sacked from where I was working, and then my father gave me his station wagon, and I was using it to do kabu kabu from Enugu to Onitsha. And I went the first time that day, turn one, went to got to that place, you know, did a turn back almost immediately, was back in Enugu. Usually I would do two turns and then I'll go and rest. That day I needed more money. I don't know why I needed more money, but it was the spirit of Mammon who wanted more money. I needed more money. So I saw passengers. And when I got to Onitsha, and then so I wanted to come back as empty Nataba. You know, and they told me no when the Niger Bakeleke. When they give me go naga someone load one, and they loaded the vehicle and off I went. I was driving, I came into Enugu smooth, everything. But by the time I came into Enugu, it was around 7:30. I wanted to drop them at area command. No, nah, well one ego no. But if I now ego. And then they convinced me to go. I have never been to Abakaleke. That was my first time of traveling to Abakaleke. I'm on uncle's order. And then we moved to Abakaleke. And Obro bin Kanjeja Abakaleke. And as I was moving, and then we got to a point where police were there. And then I tried and swerved, and I dodged them. And I didn't know they were pursuing me. Suddenly, somebody told me that I increased the speed. I have never been to Abakaleke. I don't know about the potholes. And lo and behold, I entered into one big pothole. And that big pothole destroyed my two rims. And then the vehicle was swerving like this, was moving. And then I just heard the voice, just allow the starting to agabe bonaga. So for me, I was seeing the vehicle going towards this side. And see, I'm going to agar this side. All of a sudden, as the Lord, because God knows about today, that one day I will stand to testify of this thing. And the thing suddenly turned and swerved and faced as if I were going to Enugu. And stopped. And then didn't the police that line, and they towed the vehicle. Every morning that was in my pocket, they took it that night. Everything, they took it. They took the money, and oh my God. And they wanted me to be inside the guard room until favor came. One police guy, one sergeant Agada, or Agada, you know, saw me and had pity on me and said, he was closing work that night. He said, come, I am signing for him. A woman boss after a multi agent session. And he took me to his house, gave me water to take my bath, gave me food, and then I slept that early morning. By this time I was borrowing money to buy one rim and one tire. Called two rims and two tires. And then I came back to Enugu. It was an experience. It was when we were coming back to Enugu. I came to that spot. This time around, it's as in Amami bus passengers. me busi passenger now back like mbazia empty where naba so mbazia empty when I chop we go when I chop we go mbazia empty naba. When I got to that spot when we had that accident, I saw it was a mighty ditch, and people that were there told me, he said, pass Bakanayo oga onworo na ada in a ditch and I survived. Just few days ago, about 12 passengers died inside this ditch. What? Can I be chineke kene? Ni bia leba moto go swavwa. Nsi ano chuku. Mba akama amarokwa chuku otu nsi mari chuku keta. I don't know about you. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Can we all stand up? I'm so glad you reign in my life. I'm so glad you came to save me. Oh, you came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. God, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven.
You came from heaven to show.
After that incident, the following year, February, I gave my life to the Lord. But each time this song is rendered in church, or I sing it in my morning devotions, I cast my mind back that I would have died. But because of the love of God, because of His mercy, because of His loving kindness toward me, He didn't allow me, because He knows today I will carry the Bible and the microphone to tell people about Jesus. He saved me. He saved you.
To show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Can you hold your hand of your sister, your brother, your neighbor that is beside you? Hold your hand. Hold your hands. God, we're going to pray. We're going to pray that the Lord will strengthen you. What you are going through, others have passed through it and came out of it. You will come out of it. Can I hear a bigger amen? I said that situation, you are coming out of it. If they came out, you will come out. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray for your neighbor? Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Begin to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up ourselves right now in prayer, asking you, Lord God Almighty, God of grace, God of power, God of love, God of signs and wonders, that you strengthen the faith of my people. Strengthen them. Many of them are discouraged. Many are down. Many are down. They are downcasted because of what is happening spiritually, physically, financially, materially, even in their marriages. They are tired. They are saying, what is happening? I don't understand this. Lord, come to their rescue at this time. Oh Lord, come to their rescue at this time. Come to their rescue at this time.
come to their rescue at this time. Come to our rescue at this time. Mangusa kafayaski. Jeleka barabanata kayanda motsunta. Ramantike monontike atayaka sika katana. Lekranda banabaha. Begin to pray that the intentions and the expectations of hell shall not stand. Neither will it come to pass in your life. Can you pray that prayer? That the intentions and expectations of hell will not stand in your life. Will not stand in your life, in your family. Neither will it come to pass. For as they gather against us, they shall scatter. Can you pray that prayer? As they gather against you and I, they shall scatter. They will scatter. Makado mani sifia salakata ya. Mangada barana yantika boloska. Vara kratayana shata kaba. Rabanananturiane maha. Lingala mananda karamaha katiski. Vasika barana mahaka. Mandala maranda maha. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray a prayer right now in agreement with your neighbor that you're holding his or her hand, that the Lord will give you a testimony. That he will give you a testimony you will use to begin to share. You will begin to use to share about the goodness of the Lord. Can you lift up your voice and pray that prayer? That Lord God Almighty, Lord, give us, grant your people answered prayers. Give them answered prayers that will become a testimony. That will become a testimony that they will begin to share. Lord, grant them answers to those prayers, oh God. Miraculously, grant them answers to their prayers. Miraculously, grant them answers to their prayers. That they will step out to testify. They will step out to testify. They will step out to tell people about Jesus. They will go back to their villages and tell them, this is what the Lord has done. Mila prostatakada. Yela vadabaha. Mesenda labara. Rabashanda. He is what? Masenda. Sele pradabaha. Masaka labarabaha. Maye valabrone masanda. Manasata kaba. Almesika bahaya namaha. Masata kabaha. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever that has brought delay. Whatever spirit that has been delaying these things from happening, we bind that spirit of delay. We bind that spirit of delay. And we cast it out of your lives in the name of Jesus. And declare a lifting up of gates. A lifting up of gates. A lifting up of gates. May you be liberated. May you be delivered. May you be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And you will sing this song. See what the Lord has done. Sing it. See what the Lord has done. Oh.